Good evening, Indianapolis, Indiana, the Hoosier City. It's Monday, which is dread. Nobody likes Monday. But it is February the 8th, 2016. I don't really give a shit about the Super Bowl results, but I heard some rumor that Peyton Manning was involved in some type of a scheme. And if, in fact, his team won, you know, booyah for him. But I just don't really give a fuck. I just don't. I don't give a fuck. I got problems to solve at work, problems to solve, well, not so much at home because I'm single. But really, I just don't give a shit. The Super Bowl is about the greatest waste of time I can imagine at this point in human history. We have enormous problems to solve, and no one is interested even in addressing them. We have enormous, you know, intelligent responses we need to come up with to steal a concept from James Howard Kunstler. But we want to waste it on the football and the basketball. We probably got next month, we got the brackets with the fucking March Madness and all that fucking shit. And then the springtime with the baseball. And then it's going to be about some fucking Olympics. I don't know. Maybe the Olympics ends up in Brazil this year. I have no fucking clue whether it's a Zika virus shrinking people's heads or ultimately some kind of issue involving, you know, economics. And Brazil collapses economically, which it looks like it might actually do. But you know, this podcast is not about all that other bullshit, really. Now, I did go back to the Alabama street liquor store, and I want to give you an update on that. They weren't actually robbed. It was a case of their alarm went off and the sheriffs and the cops showed up with the shotguns and the 9mm and the tasers and all kinds of other shit, but they weren't robbed. Everybody's okay. Nobody got tased. Yeah, so, and also, this fucking heater here at the Riley Towers, which is so elegante, but the heater system here, the thermostat, is at best some type of quasi-Feynman, you know, Schrodinger type semi-state apparatus for fucking measuring temperature. And it kind of comes to these fucking weird resolutions about whether it's 70 degrees. It might be 70, it might be 75, it might be 32. I'm not going to say it's a broken thermostat, but it seems like it might be. And the thing is, I don't really want to involve the management because I don't need them getting in my shit. That is not called for. They came by a few weeks ago to deal with shit, and I just don't need that. But that's not what this podcast is about either, fellas, and let's get right down to it. So I was thinking about Ronald Reagan the other day, and you need to know something. Ronald Reagan was elected when I was 10 years old. Ronald Reagan left office essentially when I was 19. So for all intents and purposes, Ronald Reagan was president of the United States during my formative years in a lot of ways. It's hard to imagine being a teenager without Ronald Reagan. It's like he was there. He was the guy. He was the man. And even if in hindsight, as a libertarian, I'm kind of horrified by some of the things Reagan did, there's this part of me that almost wants to believe that, well, maybe that's a stolen situation. Like, maybe what happened to Reagan isn't really that different than what happened to JFK. I mean, because here's the thing. Reagan, before he got elected, and in really, I would say, up until the point he got shot, Reagan was kind of almost a libertarian. I mean, he was almost an Ayn Randian kind of person. It's not that he didn't want to fight the Russians, but it's hard to imagine the Ayn Rand Reagan, the libertarian Reagan, spending as much money as he did trying to fight the Russians. So there's always been this question in my mind, like, what happened to Ronald Reagan? And it's like, you know, the Bush family like the Clinton family, but the Bush family and the Clintons, but let's talk about the Bushes. The Bush family seems like a bunch of fucking douchebags. I mean, the whole fucking skull and bones nonsense is fucking lame beyond all measures of lameness. The idea that they might have like Geronimo's skull or some other chiefdom's skull in their fucking little lair where they butt fuck each other is again beyond all lameness. The whole skull and bones thing, from my perspective, is kind of demonic, kind of stupid, kind of fucking lame, and makes you wonder what the fuck is wrong with these people. And that applies to Bohemian Grove and the fucking Bilderberg group and all that other shit. I don't care how much you want to tell me, oh, Dan, it's just a fucking club. And it might be. I don't give a fuck. I just don't know what the fuck is wrong with you, that you don't realize there's something wrong with that club. But anyways, I don't want to go off on a tangent on that stupid shit. I was wondering, what if the fucking Bushes? I mean, here's the thing. I don't think Reagan chose Bush. Bush was forced on Reagan. There's no way that Ronald Reagan, prior to being shot, would have chosen fucking Elder Bush, that douche. The king of the fucking CIA douchebags. No fucking way. So I think Bush was forced on Reagan. It's like, here, you know, Reagan, you can be president, sure, but you got to take this fucking Bush with you. And he's a douche, but you got to take him. So Reagan takes the douche, the Bush, with him. And the Bush, being a scumbag and a douche, is already trying to scheme. How can I run the government? How can I take over? How can I have my 1,000 points of fucking light? He's doing all that fucking schemery. And he comes up with this fucking miraculous idea. Fucking Elder Bush. You know, George Herbert Walker, I think, or Herbert, or fucking whatever. I don't keep track of their middle names because I don't give a fuck. They could all burn in hell. That's how much I care. But whatever. The Elder Bush, the Bush that was Reagan's vice president. What if he was like, you know what? I was in the CIA and we came up with all kinds of fucked up shit. What if I did the whole remote control thing with Ronnie? Like, I basically did with him what we did with other people. Because you know the Bush was a CIA fuck, and those CIA fucks will experiment on people and shove rods up your butt, so don't even ask me fucking questions. It could fucking happen. So what if the Elder Bush had access to a kind of human remote control technology? Kind of like that episode of Star Trek. You know, in the Planet Nazi? You know the one I'm talking about. I can imagine him, and he comes up with a plan. It's a fucking great plan. Here's the deal. We just got to get Reagan into surgery. The problem is Ronald Reagan's in really good health. So it's like, you're not going to get him into surgery. You'd have to fucking do something to get him into surgery. So I'm sure that the Elder Bush tried everything. Oh, Ronnie, your heart might have problems. Say, no, Bush, you're a douche. My heart is fine. And then he'd say, oh, Ronnie, you might want to get yourself checked for tumors. Said, listen, Bush, you're a douche. I don't worry about tumors. I smoke some weed. Most people don't know this. Fuck you. Fuck off. So Bush was running out of ideas. Like, how the fuck do I get Reagan in a surgical arena? And it's like, you know what? What the fuck? When you run out of ideas, the CIA, you shoot somebody in the fucking head or shoot them someplace else. So he gets himself a John Hinckley Jr. He hijacks him on some fucking Jodie Foster bullshit. Like, what the fuck? I watched Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver, and that made me want to kill Reagan. Who the fuck comes up with that fucking shit? And he gets old John Hinckley to, you know, meander up to Reagan, shoot him a couple times, put him into the hospital, put him into surgery for several hours, so all the fucking remote control shit can be installed on fucking Ronald Reagan. And that might have led to his dementia, oh, by the way. And then presto bango. Presto bango. He was shot. Reagan was shot. And here's the thing. Reagan was shot barely 70 days into his presidency. Reagan was shot so early. And in so many ways, listen, I don't want to be stupid about this because I know I'm waxing romantic. as a way to justify my childhood feelings towards Ronald Reagan. But Reagan was shot so early that, you know what, maybe fucking he did get hijacked by the Bush clan, and maybe all the shit, all that horrific shit that happened later, including the fucking arms race going fucking ballistic, the fucking Star Wars bullshit, all the fucking murdering and killing and Iran-Contra bullshit, all that fucking bullshit. I guess what I'm saying is that maybe there was a different Reagan. I mean, this is the point. This is me being whimsical. So let me be whimsical. What if there was a different Reagan? And what if that Reagan had been a lot more like Ayn Rand and less like Dr. Strangelove? And one could imagine an America after 8 years of that. And that America might not have destroyed the Soviet Union. In fact, that America might have tried to figure out a way to keep the fucking Soviet Union from imploding, and better yet, help manage them towards something like fucking liberty. That America might have had compassion and understanding and intelligence. That America might have been a freer America, because the national security state would have been put on a fucking diet. I don't know. We don't know. And it's ridiculous to pretend, because Ronald Reagan might have been the person he was. And I'm just coming up with this, you know, counterfactual, this hypothetical to make myself feel better, really. Because the truth is, I got suckered into that fucking mystique, like so many other young men of my generation. I got suckered into it. It was like Ronald Reagan, a fucking awesome bastard. And I guess in my adulthood, given how cynical and how skeptical and how completely opposed I am to the current political system, I want to understand what was it that attracted me to him. And I think part of it was the optimism, but part of it was the possibility that America could be a different kind of place. A less douchey place, potentially. But that's all romantic bullshit. Anyways, here's the deal. No, it's probably not likely that the Bushes, you know, planned Reagan's assassination attempt as a way to install remote control software. But when you think about it, that if that kind of remote control software hardware existed in 1980, if the CIA had access to that kind of fucked up shit, I have no doubt that the Bushes were douchey enough to do it. They would have done it. They would have fucking had Reagan on a fucking leash controlling them, saying, oh yeah, you need to fucking say this and fucking joke about that, and we'll make you out to be a buffoon, so you're fucking a giant question mark to history. Anywho, one theory.